This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our video feed, 94 WIP, the YouTube page. Check it out, subscribe there. A lot to get to today after the Eagles pulled off a significant trade. And I don't want this to get lost. I know we're all red Octobered up, and I'm on pins and needles. We get set for a Game 7 tonight at Citizens Bank Park. But the Philadelphia Eagles had themselves a heck of a couple days to beat the Miami Dolphins the way they did on Sunday Night Football. Best regular season win under Nick Sirianni here. It really probably his entire tenure when you think about the teams have actually beaten in the regular season, beat a really good Miami team. Now, Miami was a little banged up and without a lot of the pieces they need, but a good win for the Eagles. And then to watch the Lions lose and drop a game in the NFC standings on Sunday, to watch the 49ers lose to the Vikings and drop a game in the NFC standings. Right now, sitting alone at the top in the NFC once again are the Philadelphia Eagles, and they added to a team that has true Super Bowl aspirations by trading for Kevin Byard, the safety out of Tennessee yesterday. I absolutely love this trade in every single way. So the Eagles get Byard from the Titans for a 2024 fifth, a 2024 sixth, and they also send safety Terrell Edmonds over to Tennessee. I mean, Edmonds would have been cut anyway. That's just, who cares? He was not a good player here for the Eagles in his first, you know, third of a season or whatever in this uniform. He's not very good, and he would be down the safety depth chart anyway. This is a tremendous, tremendous trade by Howie Roseman. Let's get into the fit, how he plays, how good this guy is, and what it does for a defense that I did believe needed help on the back end. They played well on Sunday night, but I look at this Eagles defense in the back, and it just felt very, very thin, especially at safety. I thought they needed help. I didn't think, as much as I like Blankenship, and I know people like the idea of Sidney Brown, you can't try to go win a Super Bowl against possibly Mahomes on the other side, or maybe a more full strength indoors, you know, Miami team. Let's say we get to a Super Bowl and they're playing Miami, you know, against those receivers. You saw what Tyreek Hill did to Edmonds in that corner route on Sunday. You can't win like that. So, yes, they needed a safety. They needed someone back there that can make rangy plays against a Mahomes, against a Tua, against a Josh Allen, against a Lamar Jackson, whoever it's going to be on Super Bowl Sunday, or even Debo and Ayuk and Purdy in an NFC title game. Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, these teams have weapons. You got to combat that. The Eagles need to make a move. They did it. All right, let's jump into it. So the move itself, really good move. 30 years old, Byard. He's still a good player. They reduced his base salary for this year, so it cost the Eagles less for this year. He's on the hook for 14, or the Eagles are on the hook for $14 million next year. That feels to me like a restructure or a cut, some sort of contract alteration. I doubt he'll play next year for the Eagles at $14 million. And as far as the player, look, he was a first-team All-Pro in 2017-2021, 27 career interceptions. He was one of three players in the league last year with at least 100 tackles and four interceptions, and he's got at least four picks in five of the last six seasons. He is a durable player. He is a consistent player. He is a team leader. He's been a captain for the last five seasons in Tennessee, so they're getting durability. They're getting playmaking. They're getting leadership. Everything you want in a safety, this guy is. Really, really good football player. And here's what I really like about his ability. You know, the Eagles are stuffing the run at a very high rate. Jordan Davis, as I thought, when they drafted him could be, and he's becoming a force multiplier where he controls so much up front that they could commit one less person in the box. They're stopping the run this year at a ridiculously high level. So I don't need my safeties to be tremendous run defenders. In the modern NFL, and when you have Davis, and when you have Carter, and you have Brandon Graham, and you have Fletcher Cox, guys that are good up front against the run, I just need my linebackers to tackle. Occasionally safety make a tackle if they get to the second level, but that's rare. I need my safeties to be able to cover. Kevin Byard, last 4 years, here is his rank among starting safeties in coverage. This is his coverage rank, according to Pro Football Focus. 2019, he was fifth among all safeties. 2020, he was 14th among all safeties. 2021, he was first among all safeties. Last year, first among all safeties. This guy can cover receivers, backs, tight ends. He can cover in space. Now, you kind of line this up and play it out. And you have Bradbury on one side. You have Slay on the other side. And now your safety combination, let's get Reed Blankenship healthier, but your safety combination of Reed Blankenship and Kevin Byard, that's a good combination. Now, the only hole or question mark is the slot corner. And they miss Avante Maddox, obviously. But I think you can get by with one spot you're uncertain of. One spot. And we'll see what happens there. I thought Eli Ricks had some good snaps on Sunday. You know, Roby came in and played well against the Rams. Now, the other interesting thing about Byard to keep in mind is he is versatile in that he could play box safety. He could play true free safety. He's also had a decent amount of snaps within the slot. So I think there is a chance that, let's say, Sidney Brown continues to develop and the Eagles feel comfortable with Sidney Brown on the field in big situations. There's a chance we see a quote-unquote three-safety alignment with Blankenship and Sidney Brown as your safeties and Byard as your nickel corner. He could do that. He has done that in the past here. I think that when you think about a trade like this, you can't just look at it as he's a safety. He's a really good football player. So this season, he has had... Elliot Shurepark's put this up. Snaps per position this year. He has had 171 as a free safety. That's the most. He's mostly played free safety. Next up is box safety at 129, but he's gotten 87 snaps at slot corner. And, you know, you think about that over the course of, let's say, the seven games. I'm not sure if the Titans have had a bye. Six or seven games that they've played, okay? We're talking about now, you know, the equivalent of 10 plus to 10 to 12 you know, snaps per game in the slot. So, like, those could be big third downs. That could be your third down defense where he's playing the slot once in a while or every other time. You know, if you're playing a team that has three really good receivers compared to two really good receivers, and there are obviously different kinds of teams around the NFL. Some may have a trio where you need him to drop down. So, I think this helps mitigate the problems in the secondary, the worry in the secondary. It is a wonderful trade for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then you factor in that he's a Philly guy, that he has spent a lot of his life here in Philadelphia. He's from here, roots here. You know, the video that's kind of going viral now a few years ago when he kind of did, you know, flexed or whatever he did on the Star in Dallas. You know, he hates the Cowboys. You throw all that in, and it's a, you know, it just makes it more fun. But it's a really good trade. Really good trade. It is a trade a team that is in a championship window makes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I love that the Eagles jumped the market here because the trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday, a week from as I record this podcast. A week from today is the NFL trade deadline. I always think it comes up too quickly. It probably should be a little bit later in the NFL calendar, but it's coming. And the Eagles jumped the market. I mean, they went out there and they got themselves a top-tier safety, likely the position they thought was their biggest need heading into this. And look at what Howie's done over the past week here, signing Julio Jones to give them depth at wide receiver and going out and trading for Kevin Byard. If you had asked me a week ago, Joe, where are the Eagles' biggest needs right now? You have to name the two biggest needs. I would have said defensive backs number one and depth at wide receiver is number two. And Howie Roseman has filled both of those. And this doesn't come without any risk. Obviously, you know, Byard's got to produce here and stay healthy here and all that kind of stuff. But There's no reason to think he won't or can't. They didn't give up a lot to get him. He fits in perfectly. He doesn't necessarily block Sidney Brown or Blankenship from playing. He could complement those guys. He could play over Brown at safety if they get good play at corner from, let's say, Ricks or Roby. They have options now in the back and middle of the defense that they didn't have 24 hours ago. It really is an outstanding trade, and it really fits who Howie Roseman is. When the Eagles are in it, when the Eagles believe, and Howie believes, let's just go Howie 2.0 since he came back in a power 2016, when he believes and they believe they have a chance to go win the Super Bowl, they are super, super aggressive at the trade deadline. Jay Ajayi, Golden Tate. You know, there were rumors for Jalen Ramsey in 2019 that ended up not doing that. Gennard Avery obviously didn't work out. Robert Quinn last year. I mean, you go through the years, when they believe they have a chance, they go for it. And I love that, because a lot of NFL general managers within seasons don't do that. And it's a true Howie Roseman move. It is a move that gives the Eagles an even better chance to secure a number one seed to win this division. And as much as they're the ones on top right now, I still believe this is going to be a tougher fight for the number one seed this year compared to last year. I don't think we have seen or heard the last from Dallas. I don't believe that the 49ers will continue to lose football games this pace. I think Detroit, based on their schedule, they had a bad loss in Baltimore, but let's be real, they've went into Kansas City and won already this year. So they've shown they could play on the road and play with anybody. Look at their schedule, they're going to be underdogs probably once the rest of the season. So they could be poised for a 13-4 kind of year, just if chalk plays out the rest of the way. So the path and the journey to try to be the number one is going to be challenging. And the Eagles moving forward, think about this. They've got the Cowboys on the schedule coming up. They have the Chiefs. They have the Bills. They have the Niners. They have the Seahawks. There's a lot of good passing offenses and weapons down the stretch. So Kevin Byard is going to help the Eagles try to win a championship here, but he's also going to help them try to get a number one seed again to go and win a championship. And just a shout out, Howie, because I really, really believe that Howie Roseman is a Hall of Fame executive. And he's the best executive in Philadelphia. And look, I say this as I'm on pins and needles and nervous for Game 7 at the Phillies. And by the time you hear this, the Phillies may have won Game 7 already and maybe be in the World Series. We'll see what happens tonight at Citizens Bank Park. But I think the difference between Howie and other general managers, he doesn't leave a stone unturned. And it's why he's the best general manager in the city. He's better than Dave Dombrowski. He's way better than Daryl Morey. He's the best in the NFL. Because it's very easy to look at the Eagles and say, they're fine. They're fine, and they are. I mean, like, of course they're fine. Like, saying they're not is silly. They're 6-1. The one loss they had was probably a fluky turnover game that if you play the game again, they win it. They are tremendous on both lines. They have a true winner at the quarterback position. They are deep at the skill positions. They have incredible pass rush. They are good in the areas you need to be good in, and in their areas that they're weaker, it's the areas that don't matter as much in the NFL. It is a brilliant roster construction by Howie Roseman. They're smart with the cap, all that kind of stuff. But it'd be very easy to say, we're fine. We don't need to do anything. But that's not how champions think. Champions push the envelope. Champions go out and add to a good team to make it a better team. Add to a very good team to make it a great team. That's how championship general managers approach what they do. You know, I go back to 2016 in baseball. Theo Epstein with the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs were more than fine. They were probably the best team in baseball. But they knew they had a potential weakness in the back end of their bullpen. And they went out and traded for Aroldis Chapman, and he helped them win a championship, their first championship in over 100 years. Now, is Kevin Byard the football's version of that version of Aroldis Chapman? No, I mean, that Chapman was unbelievable, and Byard's a really good player. But the point is that the Eagles perceived, and I think correctly perceived, there's weakness back there. And on a different night, less win, maybe different penalty situation, less injuries, Miami probably puts up way more points. I mean, Tyreek Hill dropped a touchdown, and they had a phantom holding or non-holding on the James Bradbury face mask. Excuse me, that's what I'm trying to get at. The phantom face mask they didn't call, they should have called. Like, that, you play that game out again, and Waddle's back doesn't flare up, the left guard doesn't go out, either the center or the left tackle's in, let's say, it's a Super Bowl. I don't think the Eagles secondary holds up as well against Miami with the guys they had back there. So you have to plan for next time. Plan for the next big moment here. Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles always do that. And I love that they did it early. It would have been very easy to wait until 3:30 or 3:45 next Tuesday trade deadline to 4 o'clock. And then boom, you know, you got four or five teams that win this coming week and say, screw it, we're in it. We want Kevin Byard. And they're raising the ante, up in the ante on the Eagles to make the correct or, you know, significant offer to get the deal done. And then you're giving up more than you want to. So it's wild to watch this guy operate. He is a Hall of Fame executive, and we're lucky that he's here in Philadelphia. Last thing is, I can't believe the Titans take his phone calls. I mean, I really can't. A.J. Brown's on pace for nearly 2,000 yards, is an Offensive Player of the Year candidate, is putting up numbers that rival or better Terrell Owens in 2004. Same franchise, just traded him to the Philadelphia Eagles last year. I know it's a different GM, different regime and all that, and the Titans might be ready to go on a full tank to try to get Caleb Williams or Drake May in next year's draft, but I can't believe that the Philadelphia Eagles, when Howie calls, whether it's his personal cell phone or work, however he does it, and they see the area code from around here, and they realize who it is, I can't believe they still answer the phone call, because all they do is rip this guy off. Hometown guy, big-time safety. And by the way, with the hometown thing, Howie had commented, it was last spring, might have been Super Bowl or Combine or whatever it was, owners meetings, one of those, about the value of having players that understand this market, understand the fan base, like Hassan Reddick. Byard is one of those kind of people. He's from here. He gets it. He will be a great fit, leader, team captain, good player, versatile, durable, checks every single box, and it's an area the Eagles needed help to go win a Super Bowl. Tremendous trade. A-plus trade by Howie Roseman to go get Kevin Byard. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk tomorrow, hopefully celebrating a Phillies National League pennant and looking forward to the World Series. Have yourself a great Tuesday, and go Birds as Kevin Byard enters the fray to help a team move closer to another NFC championship.